The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. With Carl and the Bot. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment this morning. And good morning. Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Outstanding walk-in humidor that's gotten much larger. Outstanding customer service. You can't ask for more than at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Good morning, Bad Bob.
On this episode of Carl Bott, the man in the box.
The man in the box. Now, here I am looking out again. This is going to be the hardest part of the whole show.
The fishbowl.
The fishbowl. Well, not that. It's just that I'm just looking outside, and, you know, I just may forget to, you know, come back on time or something. But being here in the new studio, if you have not seen our new studio, please come on down. We'll give you a two-minute tour. It doesn't take long. Hey, let me ask you a question. Is this little button down here in the end, is that the cough button?
It will be.
It will be.
That is a future cough button. There will be one at each station.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So that when people are hacking like I do sometimes, mm-hmm. then I can just kind of like cut that off.
Yeah. It's part of the ongoing
upgrade.
Upgrade, yes.
And it is. It's a continuous upgrade of what's going on here. So good morning. What's the weather look like, buddy?
We've got, you know what, Sue didn't give me a printout, so give me just 1 second here. Let me pull up dark sky. I'm still figuring out where stuff is, and I built the place. Right now in downtown, I'm going to be...
If the question is after you leave, we're going to be Skyping TV all the time, you know, or FaceTiming. You know, you're going to get a call at 6 in the morning when you're trying to sleep in, and there's this FaceTime call. So what exactly is this part?
Yeah, what does this button do? By the way, you can have an outside sensor today. We're open on the temperature, so I can read off here. 47 degrees in downtown Reading. Be mostly cloudy today. Light rain possible around 2 in the afternoon. Definitely rain by 4, but not much out of this storm. It'll go back to overcast by late in the afternoon. Looking forward for the next several days. We have rain today, cloudy skies tomorrow, more rain on Thursday, and then cloudy skies Friday and Saturday. Daytime highs will be in the mid-50s to upper 60s. Overnight lows down in the 40s, although on Saturday we could drop down well into the 30s. If you're in the foothills, we could see a little bit of a freeze warning. Again, in downtown Reading, 47 degrees. And as always, this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better-known business out of Anderson, California that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has payment plans. Great group of people down there. Hey, today's the 18th of December, which means you have 7 more shopping days until Christmas.
Really?
That, of course, is if you are going to get up early and maybe go down and buy a can of peas or something from one of the open stores and wrap them up. So
still have the little ceramic roses at 7-Eleven?
Gosh, you know what? I hope so. Gosh, you know, if they don't, what am I going to do for this year? Hey, where'd you do your shopping at?
Well, actually, this year, since there's so much going on, we're mostly doing cards and gift cards.
Okay,
Barnes and Noble. That way they get to pick their stuff, you know.
Yeah.
There's a few handmade items that Brenda's passing out to a few selects. But for the most part, if we can't come up with anything else, we get like a Barnes and Noble card or something like that.
Well, we're doing, you know, a lot of that same thing, like the kids and the grandkids. They want specific things, so we're just sending cash. Mm-hmm. Down there, and then then mom will pick out the ones that they want, or we'll just send gift cards, like you said. But you have to kind of like I sent my sister a cashmere sweater.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done that before. I've sent her gloves. I asked her what she wanted. She said, "You know, that year you sent me gloves. I have no recollection of that." Mm-hmm. And my brother-in-law sent me 2 jars of honey.
Have you ever had
2 jars? Wait a minute. Now this is. Yeah. Think about this, 2 jars of honey. Now, Steve is really an intellectual, and he's a quiet guy, and not that he can't break out now and then, but honey. And then I thought about it, and the thing that came with it shows that this type of honey is, you know, if you use this, it's good for sore throats, it's good for this, good for that, all these other things. So it was kind of a really a thoughtful, homeogenic mm-hmm. health thing.
that he did. But he's like that. He's just really a nice guy.
Very good.
Anyway, so I've got a number of things we need to talk about today, but I do have some of the top 20 gifts.
Oh, there you go.
And wait till you hear some of these. In fact, I'm going to need your help with it. But I would just like to give a big shout out to Bonnie and Jim Sharp.
They gave us a gift that is only a Reading gift.
Only a Reading gift, but it's one that you just have to appreciate. But Bonnie and Jim Sharp have been so involved in the community for so long, doing so many things. Bonnie is still involved in the Reading, you know, the welcome thing there, where, you know, where they have the Chamber of Commerce that's down at Turtle Bay, where you can find out what's going on in Reading and in North State. She's totally involved in that.
Active in their church.
They're always doing things for people. And so today they brought Linda and I and the staff here a cake.
Not just any cake.
If you look on Facebook, if you have Facebook, you can take a look at it coming out of Free Fire Radio. It is a bacon cake. Yes, not a cake that was baked, but cake with bacon.
Because everything's better with bacon.
I can't imagine it not being better with bacon. And it is. It had little strips of bacon on the top, and then she says there's bacon inside it. Now, who else can make a bacon cake except Bonnie Sharp? And it looks great. In fact, by the time we get out of here at 9 o'clock, probably half of it will be gone from the crew that's walking in and out of here. But Bonnie and Jim, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. That was so sweet of you to do. When you're seeing things like this, you're asking yourself, what can you do? You know, like, do you send out Christmas cards, Bob?
Not so much anymore. Maybe one or two anymore. We used to send out a stack of them, but that sort of is most people were either face to face with, or you know, now that you know, it was like my mom. That was my mom's thing, was sending out the gigantic stack of Christmas cards. I think nowadays people tend to go by electronic means, or you know, when I was growing up, we had the whole doorway lined with and all the way around the room with Christmas cards. People don't do that as much.
Let me tell you, my brother-in-law, who is a speaker of the California Medical Association, this guy has learned how to make both sides happy, I think, because he has Christmas cards on his wall from the White House, from President Trump, and from Nancy Pelosi, and from Dianne Feinstein. I haven't figured that out yet, how he can do that, but it seems to be working for him. Yeah, but we do. We mail out Christmas cards, you know, mainly to people that aren't in this area. You know, people that you see occasionally that you just want to stay in touch with them that way. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Of course, they're 1845 California Street, their newest branch, but it's been there now for about a year. They're getting ready to move on to Hartnell Avenue, move their headquarters over to Hartnell Avenue. But Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, and they invite you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. And once a month, we bring in somebody from Cornerstone Community Bank that talks about their dreams and how Cornerstone Community Bank helped them with it. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages with what's Reading doing with the crackdown on camps. And also, what are some of the top 20 gifts this year for Christmas? We'll be right back. It is 7:13 in the morning on December the 18th.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday Season.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Reading shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott, but Linda, of course, is on assignment on Tuesdays. Good morning, everybody. It is the 18th of December at 7:17 in the studios here. It's 47 degrees. It's going to go all the way up to a whopping 51 with rain this afternoon. And I'm in here with Ashley, one of our producers who is sitting here help build this studio. Okay, now, Ashley.
I didn't do it.
Have you gone shopping yet?
I'm going to say yes.
But you mean no? What is that?
I've come up with what I'm going to get for most of the people. I just haven't actually physically gone out and gotten it yet.
Well, great article in Enjoy Magazine by Ms. Bonet about how you should pick presents that they're going to like, not necessarily what you like.
That
so
makes sense.
I'm going to help people out here. These are the top 20 gifts on Amazon.
Bring it on.
Not all of them, but in order here. Apple AirPods. Now, do you know what that is?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Apple AirPods is just, it's the pod you put in your ear to listen. The
wireless headset.
It's wireless, and they say these things are outstanding.
If you don't lose them, they're excellent.
Yeah, because they're very pricey.
Yeah.
So, okay, but the Apple AirPods, if you're looking for somebody that, you know, that's on their iPhone a lot.
Okay. I haven't figured out what to get my dad yet, so.
Okay.
That's what I'm listening for.
Echo Dot.
He has one of those.
He does.
He does.
They have new Echo Dots in new colors that so that you can feng shui it better in your house. Now, what exactly is an Echo Dot, though?
It's a smaller version of the Amazon Echo smart speaker. In other words, the original Echo speaker was looked like an oversized Pringles can.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I've seen those.
Somewhere between a Pringles and a Quaker Oats box. So okay. The Dot is actually is like an oversized hockey puck.
Okay.
So it doesn't have super hi-fi sound, but it'll respond to the commands, what's temperature today, what's the weather forecast, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, what is that hook to?
Just ties through Wi-Fi to your home internet.
Okay, so it ties into your home internet, and it can tell you what the temperature is outside?
Well,
in your hometown, the
nearest weather station, the official weather station. Now, one of the things we run into here when we give the temperature is that the official station is at Reading Municipal Airport.
Once upon a time, it was across the street.
Right, right, at the fire station. But, of course, as we know, the airport can be considerably warmer or cooler than the downtown. That's why we're installing today a temperature sensor that you'll have a reading right there.
We're having our own temperature sensor. Okay, so when we give the downtown temperature, it is.
It'll be literally.
Absolutely correct right outside the door.
Less than 2 feet outside the front door.
Another first for KCNR. All right, now we hit talk. Echo Doc.
Okay. Number three.
Becoming the autobiography of Michelle Obama. Huge. Huge this year. A lot of people reading
it. Okay.
I'll skip over that. Well, you know what? No,
I'm not.
Because
my dad
here's
would be
a woman. She wrote this book, and it's probably like most people that they have ghostwriters with them.
Oh, yeah.
Most of them do that. Well, you know, you're in the publishing business here, in the book business. I mean, a lot of people, they don't have time to write all of it, but what they'll do is they'll talk to them, they'll give it to them, and then they'll edit
it. Someone else will put it together.
They'll put it together, but then they edit it usually and say, okay, I wouldn't have said that, or gee.
This is a huge
An
official
seller.
Editor is somebody
and
else.
And everybody knows somebody that's a liberal or a Democrat or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A non-conservative.
Meaning no disrespect to the former First Lady. I see this from what I've read, the bits and snips, it's revisionist.
Most of them are. Okay, now this is my favorite one. This is one of my favorite ones. Melissa and Doug's Let's Play House. Now, what do you think that is?
Kids' toy?
It's absolutely a kid's toy, and it's like little brooms, little mops, and they said they've seen little kids that are playing, you know, with the, you know, on the computers and all this. They jump out at a little birthday party, and they run over, and they start cleaning, and it's like, you know, like I said, a little broom, a little dustpan, a little mop. Kids love it.
Yeah,
and this says it helps them.
There's a 3D version at my place if you want to come by and just sort of.
It's for little kids. And so you can bring your kids over and they can do this. But they're saying this kind of helps that transition when they go, as they get older, to teach them to clean up their rooms. Is that cool? Because there's what's the other one here? Okay, I'm not going to get to that one. Fire TV sticks.
Yep.
Okay. How huge is this? I've been hearing about these forever. What does this do for you, Bob?
So it's
a small streaming device. In this case, it looks like an oversized USB memory stick, and it plugs in directly into the HDMI port. For those of you
with a smart TV,
It doesn't have to be a smart TV. It makes your TV into a smart TV because the stick connects to the internet, and then you have a remote. And the latest version, you can actually use voice command, so it'll work with your A-lady. I try not to invoke her name because I don't want to trip every smart speaker in town off. The
Alexis.
A-lady. No. See, there you did it.
Alexis. Porter.
Alexis plays Celine Dion. now they hate us. No, but the fire.
Play any Steppenwolf you have.
The Fire Stick basically is keyed to the Amazon service, but you can get Hulu, Netflix, all these things.
Well, we have Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, Amazon Prime, we have that.
Yeah.
So
if you have somebody on your list who is an Amazon Prime member already, a Fire Stick is a great for $40.
So I can put this onto my other TV, which is not a smart TV.
Correct.
And it gives me that capability, as long as it's got a USB port.
No, as long as it doesn't even have to have a USB. It plugs into the HDMI port, which is the broad, flat connector that pretty much everything hooks up with now.
Okay, yeah, I got it. Okay, yeah. And now I just have to make sure I have a good wireless connection.
Yeah, you need to have your wireless connection.
So that means we can, instead of having to have everything on that one TV, we can put it on the other TV so we don't have to lay down and fall asleep when we're watching.
Yeah. Now, okay, we had a fire stick for a long time. The previous generation would overheat and shut down in the middle of summer, so we went to what's called a fire cube, which is a bigger version. Roku box is also a good choice in that same sort
We've had a Roku box. Oh, no,
in that
great.
Same thing. So think of the fire stick as a Roku box light, but it's keyed mostly to Amazon products.
Okay. All right. Here's the next one. A Furbo dog camera. Now, this is cool. No, this is cool because not only can it see your dog, but it can distribute treats. It can tell you if it's barking, if it has a barking alert. So why is the dog barking? So then you can kind of look around there. And in one case, the dog was barking because the house was on fire and the lady was able to save the dog in the house. It gives it treats. Like I said, it has two-way audio so you can comfort your dog if it's barking.
So you say, hey, Mocha, stop barking.
Stop barking. And Mocha then stops, looks around, gives you the dog look, and it starts barking because they know you're around here someplace. They just can't find you.
Yep.
So look what you've done. You've teased the dog. Now, I have friends that have a cat camera. And she pulls that up, grabs her iPhone, pulls it up. There they are. Whoa, there's one over there. And she can spot them. I mean, people that aren't looking, they don't know how to look for cats, will never see them unless they're moving. But the way that she knows what they look like when they're laying on the laying on the couch or whatever. So, anyway, here's your Furball dog camera. That's selling. That's selling big. Now, the last one that I have here before we have to run. Is the Embark dog DNA test.
Oh, is this like a 23andMe for your dog?
Something like that, where you've got a dog, you don't know what kind of dog it is, so you give it a DNA test. And then you come back and it'll tell you what kind of dog you have, what different parts of your dog belong to different, you know, species.
And now your dog will be in the government database.
Okay, now this, you know what, here's people, the first time I heard this was just the other day. Oh, these DNA tests, God, Elizabeth Warren found that, proved that she's got less Native American blood in her than a European just getting off the ship. They said, well, why would you do that? That means there's a database with your DNA in it. And I looked at them, and they go, oh, yeah. Why do you think they're doing this?
Yeah.
They're keeping a database, and now they have your DNA. So if they start looking around for things, let's just check all those DNA bases.
What happens when the insurance companies pay out big money to access these databases? And you know what?
What
your
makes
family
you think
history
they haven't?
Shows this marker that says you're going to get a heart disease or cancer, so we're going to raise your rate. Great movie from the 1990s called Gattaca. With Ethan Hawke that you need to see. Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke.
Well, I'd watch almost anything with Uma Thurman.
I'm
not too sure about Ethan Hawke. But, okay,
they were seeing this 20 years ago.
I know, but this is what somebody said to me. He says, well, now they've got your DNA. Well, you know, the government's had my DNA for years. They just take it when you're in the military because sometimes they have to identify pieces.
Yeah,
and DNA is the only way you can do that. But, you know, I don't know if they're supposed to destroy it afterwards. Or not.
Well,
and once you're no longer in.
There's policy and then there's practice.
Well, but I don't even know if there's a policy to do that. And once you retired or you're out of the service, do they just destroy that DNA? Anyway, I guess I don't think that way. Oh, now this company and now the government has all this new DNA that they didn't have before.
See, my
I don't think that way.
Creative, you know, storytelling mind and which tends toward conspiracy theories because it's fun. Not necessarily because I believe it, but because it's fun.
But there's people who live that.
Yes. I hear about that kind of thing and think about the backwards reconstruction. So we have this bit of DNA from this crime scene. We don't know anything about it. But with all of this other bit of information, these people all have blonde hair that have this similar DNA style. So we're going to assume the criminal has blonde hair. And just backwards reconstructing what the criminal could look like through the DNA.
Yeah.
And I think that might be kind of fun.
Good idea for a book. Yeah. And then you find it deconstructed all the way back, and you find out that it's not really a human. Okay, that just opened that one up. All right, here we're going to take a quick break here. We've got some friends out there waiting to talk. And this is KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Joe. You're out there. It's 729 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business and your source for Dish, and that's who we went to. Was Clyde. Plus, he's sold his TV sets. He's put in surround sound for us. Clyde's done a lot of stuff at our house. He's the authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. 1230 Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:30 here in the morning at KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Page's Copy Center located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Page's Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Page's a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Greetings, this is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent and Financial Advisor. My team and I want to thank all of our local veterans for your service. We also want to send out best wishes and safety to all our active duty troops here and abroad. Like all of our North State residents, we appreciate the freedoms and lifestyle your service allows us. We know your families miss you during this holiday season, and we want them to know we understand your sacrifices. May God bless you all. For myself, Jeff Avery, my family, and my team, Merry Christmas and the best of New Year's.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
I want to thank the storm that brought
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Lynn is on assignment this morning. It is 7:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to go up to a whopping 51 today, and it's going to be raining this afternoon pretty hard. And you know what? Is your heater working as well as it should? Did you have all those filters cleaned after the big fires this year? You're just kind of putting it off, and all of a sudden it's winter on us. Even though it took it a long time to get here. Here it is. Alliance Heating and Air. I tell you what, they are totally professional, voted best in the North State. Been in the business over 25 years, and it's a better-known business. Give them a call at 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. These are the ones we call when we have things to do at our house with anything to do with HVAC. Okay. Hey, I am in here with Christina Gutierrez, who is the marketing guru over at Turtle Bay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, now, and this is just an aside because she's just full of all great types of information. We were talking about the DNA testing.
Yeah.
From, what is that called?
23andMe.
23andMe. This is Ashley S. This is with me, of course. And when I said this, I said, I don't think about it. And Christina says, hey, anytime you give out information, you don't know where it's going, do we?
No, we don't. If you give out information and you sign that off, it kind of is open to whoever buys it.
So, I don't know. Have you done 20? Has anybody done 23 in here?
I have not.
Because I don't know if there isn't something there that says your DNA will not be open to anybody, or we'll destroy this immediately after. I mean, I haven't seen that yet. It'd be interesting.
If you're listening out there and you've done that, go ahead and give us a chat in the chat room or on Facebook and let us know.
Yeah, do they say in it that we're going to destroy your DNA sample as soon as we're finished with it? I mean, they could. But the thing you really said that really is if you don't pay for it on the internet.
Yeah, if you're on a site and you're using it, you're a user and you're not paying for it, you are the product.
Isn't that nice? I've been a product. I'm now a product because you're right. And how do they know? I know this is a whole new show, but how do they know that I'm looking for a certain type of boot? All of a sudden it pops up over there. Is it because they're back into my computer?
Well, a lot of ads.
Researches a lot.
Mm-hmm. A lot of keyword searches.
Boots. And so there'll be boots there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, they track you through cookies on your computer or your cell phone, and they're able to tell what habits you have, if you have children. And if you're on Facebook or any social media and you give out that information for what Gilmore Girl am I, or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
They have access to whatever you gave them permission to.
Wow. And you've given them permission. And every so often you see that thing.
Your Facebook profile says, it says, you're a 30-year-old female. It sends me a whole bunch of, when I was like 20, in my mid-20s, they sent me a bunch of wedding stuff all the time. And now that I'm a little bit older, they're sending me baby stuff all the time.
Wow. And
because this is the bit of information
I'm getting that
they
stuff
have
too.
About
I mean,
me.
You know, but and how do they do it when you're on a national site and you're looking at news and then all of a sudden one of our local politicians shows up? How do they do that?
Through advertising online.
Cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
When also advertising online, you could target certain areas and certain behaviors, certain people. Mm-hmm. If you buy advertising through like Google SEM.
Okay.
Yeah. Fun stuff. Marketing.
Oh, okay. Hey, let's go to the phones for a second here. That's Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what you got?
Hey, I just tuned in and I heard you guys talking about the DNA test. I don't know if this correlates with really what you guys are talking about, but my half sister, about 2 years ago, did a DNA test. I think it was through Ancestry.com or one of those places. And they sent it into some sort of database because they found out that she had a half brother that she never knew about, who's pretty much my age.
Wow.
So they, I don't know if you guys are talking about sending those.
No, we were talking mainly how the government can get to it and all that. But not even talking about that is we're talking about how open to everything. Once you start doing this stuff, how you're open just on your regular computer and your searches and all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, but no, that's interesting. So she found a half brother.
Yeah, because she has a different dad than I do, and apparently. He had a son unbeknownst to them, so that's
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Now, here's the thing is how did they come back to her saying she had a half-brother and it was up to her to go find him, or did they give it to her, him?
I believe that they just gave the, you know, actually, I don't know. I think they just gave the information to her and let her make the decision of
okay.
if she wanted to.
That makes sense. Yeah, okay.
Right.
All right, Jim.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot, buddy.
Guys.
You bet. Hey, we're here with Christina Gutierrez, who is, she's just really bright on all this stuff, but that's not what she came here for. She's coming here from Turtle Bay because it's that most wonderful time of the year.
It is. It's the holiday season.
Yeah.
And go ahead. we're talking today a little bit about, do you have a lot of stuff in your house? Because I know I do. I have a four-year-old, and there is so many toys.
We don't have any kids around our house, and we have so much stuff around our house. That, you know, the other night, I'm balancing my way going between things because, you know, Linda and Karen decorate for Christmas. And I've gotten to the point where, I mean, the dog and I have to walk single file.
Oh, man. Well, at least you have a path.
That's true.
Four-year-old's not guaranteed.
Not guaranteed. So for those who, you know, have a lot of stuff in their house and they're looking for some holiday ideas, Turtle Bay's got a lot of great ideas, and all of these ideas support us in our mission and what we do here in the Shasta County area. One of the things you can do for a good gift all year long is a Turtle Bay membership. For just $80 for the year,
this
you can get a family of four in.
This is one of the best deals you're ever going to get.
Mm-hmm.
For $80, a family of four, and it doesn't even have to be your four.
No,
I mean, you're
two adults.
It's two adults and two others, right?
Yes. And right now we're doing a promo, so you can get $15 off on your gift membership now through Christmas Eve. And so if you're thinking, I've got some grandkids or I have some actual kids at the house, Turtle Bay is always a fun place to go to, especially right now with the rain coming in and it's getting kind of cold. We always have really fun indoor activities and animal programs that are great to go to all the time.
Well, if you remember the smoke from the fires this summer, my grandkids and my kids and grandkids are up here. We spent a whole day at Turtle Bay, most of it inside during the dinosaur exhibit. Having a great time there.
And we always have traveling exhibitions coming in. Right now we have two. We have one. We have two more coming in next month. Well, one next month, one in February. But always rotating.
What's it going to be?
We have a really fun one from OMSI, which is a science center. It's called Roots of Wisdom. It's coming in January 26th.
Okay.
And it's going to be a really fun interactive look at indigenous people and practices and conservation and a whole bunch of other fun stuff. And we're going to have details very soon on our website. But if you buy an annual membership, stuff like that, you can go in all year long. And we also have a really fun one coming up in the summer. It's our blockbuster exhibition called Goosebumps, The Science of Fear.
Goosebumps, The Science of Fear.
Yeah.
That sounds very
already.
Cool.
It's very fun.
Already.
I am so excited for it.
This. Well, you know, here's the thing, too, is that it doesn't cost you anything. Once you've got your membership, your family membership, everything after that is free, except when you want to buy the nectar.
Well, and we have perks that come with membership, too. Like our perk this month, if you're a member, is a free nectar cup.
Oh, my gosh.
So you free.
Free. But let me tell you, the nectar cup, it's worth it just to have it, to have all the little, what are they called? The not parakeets, they're
lorikeets.
Lorikeets. Have those lorikeets come around and check it out. And of course, my grandson's here. I pour a little bit on his head.
Oh.
And the lorikeets love him that way. And just, you know, he doesn't understand it. He just thinks they like him. So, and they do.
My daughter thought I was like Snow White or something. They were coming and landing on my hand.
Oh, yeah. Look at this, honey. And you've got two different sets of lorikeets. You've got some you got some heavy hitters coming in here.
We have some really, and they're very friendly and fun, and they love interacting with people, and they land right on your hand, on your head, wherever you want them to land. Put a little food there.
Yeah, that's it. I have 12 lined up on my forearm right now. Okay. The lorikeets is one of my favorite. That and the butterflies.
Yeah, and the butterflies are, you know, during the summer, for a limited time, they're very special. And we love having those. They bring tourists from all over to our area, and that really helps our community as well with the money they spend at restaurants and different things. But, the Nectar Cups are a perk for January. So if you were to buy a membership this month, you'd be a member in January, you get a free Nectar Cup.
And because you can go and see the lorikeets during January.
Yeah. Wow. They're year long. All year they're all out year. There.
I didn't really. Well, yeah, I guess it must be because it's heated and it looks great in there. Okay, here we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Christina Gutierrez. She is the marketing guru from over there at Turtle Bay. We're talking about, you know what, you got enough stuff. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to get some of your friends here in town or maybe your family? But, you know, there's so many great things that you can get from Turtle Bay that's going to help them continue this elevated
experience
that we have. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Elevated experience, though, of not only the museum but the park there with all the neat things going mm-hmm. on. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. It's a little bit late to be buying a pistol for Christmas because you got that 10-day wait. So, but New Year's. Start off your New Year's with a new firearm right there. And Bastiani has a full selection. They've got new lines of firearms there. John himself is one of the finest gunsmiths you're ever going to find in California. That means anywhere in the United States. John and Sarah built this company over the last 8 years, and they have just been a huge success because of their great customer service and always having what the customer needs. Veterans get discounts there also at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. You can give them a call at 222-8222 to see, if John's down there. You can talk to him about anything. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back right after these messages at 7:45 in the morning with Christina Gutierrez from Turtle Bay.
Offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. With River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl. And Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, but I got Ashley in here. One of our producers is helping out. And Christina Gutierrez from Turtle Bay. And this portion of the show is brought to you by 4-1's Jewelry. Guys, there's a
1 week left.
It's a week from today. They're not going to be open, 4-1's Jewelry. They'll probably be open New Year's Eve. But they're having a great sale down there right now because it's their anniversary. It's like their 20th anniversary down there. Wow. It's probably longer than that, but everything's at least 15% off and probably more. Remember, it's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. It's 4-1's Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is where I go to buy the things that Linda likes. As she's always said to me when we first got married, honey, you can never have too many guns. And I went, yeah. And then she says, or too many diamonds. So I guess it works out for both of us. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. This is your last shot. They're going to be closed. They may be open. Who knows? But I got a feeling they're going to be closed this weekend, getting ready for that last Christmas rush. 4-1's Jewelry. Okay. Christina Gutierrez, who is the sales, you're head of all the sales, or the sales.
The marketing.
I'm sorry, marketing. There's a difference between sales and marketing.
Yep.
There really is. So you're charged all the marketing over at Turtle Bay.
Well, also Seth McGaha, who is the PR manager. But yes, we do it together.
Yeah. Okay. Now, and we like Seth too.
Yes.
Okay. Now, these are things for people who've got it all, but you wanted to offer, you want to give something to somebody that's going to keep giving. Mm-hmm. The Turtle Bay membership, $80 for a whole family. Family of four. Plus,
for
they don't
year.
Have to be your.
Right? For a year.
Yeah, for a year. And they don't have to be your own kids. You can bring other kids in, too.
Yeah, and we have a discount right now. So if you go to turtlebay.org, it has all the details.
$65. Yeah.
$15 off.
Okay, adopt an animal.
Yeah. So at Turtle Bay, we have over 200 animal ambassadors living at the park. And we have lots of furry friends that are recognizable to many, like Timber and Sweet Pea and Spike, the porcupine. Mm-hmm. And you're able to adopt an animal and help, feed and support these little guys throughout the year. And with that, you get a special adoption greeting card. So if you have a child in your life, that's kind of fun to get in the mail. Mm-hmm. And then you also, at different levels, will receive various things showing that you're a supporter of Turtle Bay and that you're doing that, including, at some levels, recognition on the website.
Cool. Okay.
That's a really fun one, especially if you have a favorite. A lot of people love a certain animal. They come for that one animal often.
You know what? For years, I believe Sweet Pea was just being good. And had not been fixed.
She's a sweet pea.
Yeah, but I said, she's been fixed? Oh, no, she's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to ask yourself, why am I letting this skunk into the studio? What if she gets excited? I mean, we'll never get the smell out, but I always did. Yeah, it's really cute. So then she told me like years later, that she was fixed a long time ago. Okay. River of Turtles.
Yeah. So River of Turtles is another way that you can give back to Turtle Bay and also, see something at
the
park.
Leave a legacy.
Exactly. We have a big wall, if you've ever been to Turtle Bay, on the right side in between the entrance to the museum and the coffee bar. And that wall is full of turtles that are engraved with different family names. A lot of people honor loved ones who've passed, different reasons. And it's a really cool way to put your name up on that wall in the River of Turtles. And then every time you come to the park, you get to see your family's name. And it's a really fun, special thing to do, like I said, for anybody that wants a gift, but also if you want to honor someone and have that person kind of have a legacy here at Turtle Bay.
Cool. You know what? Turtles are cool.
They really are.
It's one of the few. It's one of the few pets that will outlive you and your kids. So
if
it's the right
time.
Yeah, they live a long time. Now this is one of the best. Here's a great gift. Behind the scenes tour.
Yeah.
Now, what is that exactly?
So we do behind-the-scenes tours with Timber, our North American beaver, and it's a really one-of-a-kind experience, something very special. It's for people who are 8 and over, but it's only $60 for members to go back in Timber's area. We also have special encounters in the water where he can swim around, and you have a suit or some sort of protection.
You have a wetsuit so you can get in the water with Timber.
Yeah, in some cases. It just depends on the weather and things like that. But, yeah, it's a one-of-a-kind behind-the-scenes encounter. You get to interact with him, go in his exhibit, feed him if you're lucky, if it says feeding time. You can pose for photos with Timber. It's just a really special thing. So if you have an animal lover in your life who's 8 and up, really fun way to do that. And it's such a bargain to only have $60 for members. It's $75 for non-members. So even if you're not a member of Turtle Bay and you want to do that, you can definitely still do it. And there's information on our website, turtlebay.org.
Now, when you think about this, now, has Timber gotten, I don't know, has he gotten full of himself yet?
He loves interaction. He's been with us since he was 7 weeks old.
I know. How long has he been there now?
I'm pretty new still.
At least 3 years, right?
It's been a while.
Around 3 years. Now, the reason I'm asking that is because he's like the star. Does he want special treatment, special wood that he has for little snacks? Because some of these big rock stars come in, I only want green M&Ms. I mean, does he ask for things like, I want from the heart of the palm, that's all I'm going to chew on today?
Oh, yeah, he only drinks Evian water. No, I'm just kidding. No, he does enjoy it. He enjoys it. And you can tell when he's interacting in our animal parades and things like that, that he really loves that interaction.
You know, these are just great. You know, going over this real quickly again, that you can give a Turtle Bay gift membership. It's $80. During this time frame, it's only $65. Mm-hmm. And it's good for a year, and it's good for a family. It's good for a mom, dad, and two kids. It doesn't even have to be your two kids.
Mm-mm.
I think you can bring in more.
Yeah, and there's discounts for extra people.
You have an adopt an animal where you sponsor an animal that, like little skunk, Sweet Pea, or Spike
the porcupine,
or gosh, there's others, but you can do that. Also, you can adopt an animal. The River of Turtles. You can put a plaque on the wall on this, which helps take care of making sure that the turtles and the other animals are going to be fine. And then behind the scenes, where you get maybe even a swim in the beaver pond.
Possibly.
With Timber the Beaver, who is our own beaver at the at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. I mean, that's kind of cool, really.
And more so, your gift, no matter what you choose, is a philanthropic gift. You know, it's something that supports Turtle Bay, helps us continue bringing education and exhibitions and all the things that we do all year long.
You can also buy all types of great gifts there.
Oh, yeah, there's a really cool museum store and coffee bar there, and we have a lot of educational gifts and things that relate to the area.
And let's just be crass about this whole thing, is Turtle Bay brings a lot of people into our community off the freeway that come in to see Turtle Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people like to come in and see Turtle Bay. They see the bridge. They see all of that one time.
I was in the store and was getting some gifts for a friend of mine, and I'm doing her stocking, and she's got so she's getting all local gifts. I noticed they have candy bars with the different animals in the park. So there's like a Spike candy bar, and there's a Gidget candy bar.
Wow.
Yeah. So I got, like, one of each for them.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool stuff. Even if you're not, like, if you are just someone who's listening and aren't a member, there's a lot of cool, like, Reading local things and stuff like that. So if you're getting gifts for out-of-towners, it's a really fun place to go.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Turtle Bay is a great place to go anyway. We enjoy it. We take when the kids come here, or they have the exhibits, like, we're going to go down for the Goosebumps.
Yeah, in the summer.
Starting
in May. It's going to be a very fun time.
A lot of when you're doing things, you know, and you've had great exhibits. I mean, the time you brought the Titanic in, then you had and then you've had the dinosaurs when that was here. I mean, it's just, you know, spectacular, great exhibits here. And, you know, and if you're not availing yourself of this, you're kind of cheating yourself and your family. I believe.
It's a fantastic little gem in Redding, California.
Christina Gutierrez, who is the marketing guru over at Turtle Bay. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you.
And thanks for filling us in, too, to know that now it's just made me, you know, I'm totally paranoid that when I get on a internet site, if they're not asking for money, it's because I'm the product. It's like that old Twilight Zone. Remember the old Twilight Zone? You probably, it's way before your time, when it says, how to serve mankind.
Yeah.
It wasn't It wasn't on how to serve mankind. It was how to serve mankind.
From
the aliens, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. So when I hear this, I'm now the product.
Way to leave it off.
That's true for apps also.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we're going to take a quick break from the news, and we're coming back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, talking about, hey, what can you, you know, if you're looking for a forever friend during the Christmas and or how to keep your pet safe during Christmas. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. The SRN Town Hall News coming up now at the top of the hour.
Senator John Kyle in the U.S. Senate seat that had belonged to Senator John McCain. Republican Governor Doug Ducey announcing today that McSally will take over after Kyle's resignation becomes effective December 31st. McSally lost the Senate race to Democratic Representative Kyrsten Sinema. $5 billion, please, and no less.
He's very focused on getting to that $5 billion number.
That's what White House spokeswoman Mercedes Schlapp says President Trump is still demanding from Democratic leaders as they talk about funding for a border wall.
We don't want to get to a point that we shut down the government, but we got to find increased funding for border security.
The run-up to former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's sentencing has exposed raw tensions over an FBI interview in which he left out some details about his Russian contacts. Flynn likely will walk out of a courtroom today a free man due to his extensive cooperation with federal prosecutors. Lawyers for Flynn suggesting investigators discouraged him from having an attorney present during that interview. Kyron Skinner, Director of Policy Planning at the State Department, says Europe should not dismiss Britain's desire to leave the European Union.
We see Brexit not just as a wake-up call, although it is, but also an expression of a democratic impulse that should be taken seriously.
But Skinner says she believes European Union leaders are often not aligned with the public. By an overwhelming bipartisan margin, a Senate panel has voted to advance a criminal justice reform bill to the full Senate. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says the bill could use some improvements, which is what he intends to accomplish with a series of amendments.
The First Amendment will specifically exclude certain offenders from getting early release from prison under the bill. Offenders like persons convicted of coercing a minor into illicit sex or prostitution.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network that the other amendments would effectively strengthen victims' rights. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A new look at homeless figures in this country reveals some good news and some not so good.
According to new data from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, the number of people living on the streets in Los Angeles and San Diego has declined. That's a rare positive in a crisis that's been escalating for years. Nationally, the continuation in the overall spike of homelessness continues. Seattle, where the count rose to more than 12,000, has the nation's largest homeless population outside New York or Los Angeles. The new data on homelessness is also incomplete because several areas on the West Coast, including San Francisco, Orange County, California, and Portland, Oregon, did not conduct new counts this year. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Surgeon General is urging swift action to prevent millions of teens from becoming hooked on new e-cigarettes, including the top seller Juul. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says today that parents, teachers, and doctors should learn more about vaping products themselves so they can warn young people. More from townhall.com. A woman who climbed the base of the Statue of Liberty last July 4th to protest U.S. border policy has been convicted of misdemeanor charges.
Teresa Kumo was found guilty by a federal magistrate in New York at her trial on three counts of trespassing, which carry a potential penalty of up to 18 months in prison. The prosecutor says Kumo endangered herself, rescuers, and thousands of Liberty Island visitors when she climbed on the Statue of Liberty during her 4th of July protest last summer. Kumo testified she was reacting to portrayals of the treatment of children at the U.S.-Mexico border. Despite her defense, the judge sided against Kumo in announcing the guilty verdict after a very brief consideration. George Bonzani reporting.
CBS says it will not pay former CEO Les Moonves a severance package of more than $100 million. The CBS board has concluded that Moonves was terminated with cause and that he failed to fully cooperate with the investigation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment today. It's Tuesday, but I have Ashley Essis, who is one of our producers.
Good morning. There,
and one of the people that helped put this whole thing together. So you get to sit in here and, you know, use the equipment and get me out of trouble.
Crack the whip.
Good morning. Hey, look, the news is brought to you every morning by Tobacco and Brew. 2143. Thank you very much. Hilltop Avenue. Open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor. Enhanced products for Christmas, of course. And same great customer service. Tobacco and Brew, our great, great supporter here, and has been with us since I first started radio, even before we got here. Not that I've been in radio forever, so I think I've been in radio like...
Back in the podcast days.
The 11 years. So, yeah, back in the podcast days. And anyway, so what's the weather look like today, Bob?
Well, currently 48 degrees in downtown Reading. Today you're going to see rain starting in the afternoon and then a lot more of it tomorrow. They've backed off a little bit on the forecast for heavy rain later on today. Looks like it'll be rain on and off. Looking ahead, though, over the next several days, Tuesday night, definitely rain. Wednesday, cloudy. Thursday, rain. And then cloudy in the weekend, and then rain again next Monday. Overnight lows will be in the mostly in the mid to upper 40s, but on Saturday it's going to drop down into the 30s. Daytime highs will be in the mid to upper 50s. Again, in downtown Reading, 48 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Based in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans, has payment plans also. That's Shasta Gas Propane. We have with us today the CEO of Haven Humane, Mark Story. Good morning there, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Fine. As we heard, and this is just for people during the break, we found out Christina, who was just here, who's the marketing head of marketing over at Turtle Bay, she said, I thought I had a gas leak in the house, but it wasn't. They've got a skunk underneath. It crawled in underneath the house. What do people do if they have that?
They need to call a wildlife trapper.
Now, is this wildlife trapper, when you say, is it a wildlife trapper wildlife trapper?
There's more than one in town.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have the information with me, but they can
I think
Google
that used to be a reality
trapper.
Show, come to think of it. The wild, you know, the trapper. No, the people
it.
Would go into,
totally
you know.
Watch
we,
it.
Oh, yeah. They're in there trying to, it's down in Florida, and they were going after snakes and alligators and iguanas and everything else like that. Up here, you get skunks.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you get, I guess? You can get...
You get raccoons, possums, that kind of stuff.
Okay. So you cannot put one of those no-kill or those big, they walk into it traps. You can't do that.
No. You're not allowed to trap wildlife.
Okay. In any case, so you've got to call, and you all don't do that, right?
No.
Okay.
Do you have people call you and say, hey?
Yeah, we'll assist if somebody is trying to trap a cat. And they get a lot of times people are trying to trap a cat. That's why we tell people not to trap at night, because you're not allowed to trap wildlife. And at night, you're going to trap wildlife. So if you're trying to trap a cat with a live trap to get them spay-neutered or to bring them in or something like that, then we always recommend putting the trap out early in the morning. And then putting some nice, good, smelly food in there, and they usually come out and eat. But if you put it out at night, you're more than likely you're gonna get usually it's gonna be a skunk, but you could get something else too. And so our
so what's the difference between a feral cat and a wild animal?
One's feline.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
One's feline. Yeah. Well, so I mean,
if it's feral, that means it's wild, right? It could have been raised its whole life out there wild.
It could, but there are
different rules.
Yes.
Different rules. There you go.
It's not native to the area.
It is still the species Felis domesticus.
There you go.
True.
What? Felis domesticus? What?
Felix domesticus.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. Felix domesticus.
So how have you been since last time? Last time we saw you was like almost a month ago.
Yeah, not quite, because we had to do this early, because our normal Tuesday would be Christmas morning.
Christmas morning.
Yeah, so
I don't think we're going to be here for that.
No, I know I'm not going to be. I'm actually going to be cleaning cats. I was cleaning cats Christmas morning.
That's right, on Christmas Day.
Yep.
You always go in while everybody else is off. You go in and you clean.
Oh, not everybody's off. We've got a team that's in there. I just go to help out. Yeah, we've got an amazing team. And so they're in there helping. They're in there working. We're usually in there for a couple hours, but clean feed. Give any medications, any of the sick ones, and then we have one or two people that will come back in the afternoon and do afternoon meds as well and just check on everybody, but we're not there all day.
That's right, holidays. 365 days a year.
Yeah, we got to have somebody there. We have animals 365 days that are our responsibility. So I like to go in Christmas morning. It's not much, but we're only there for a couple hours, and I clean the cats in the adoption center. So, and actually my nephew's going to come help this time, so that'll be kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool, this window out here.
I like it. Yeah, I drove by.
I've already had several people walk by and wave at us.
Yeah,
know.
I love it. Most I love the new room. This is fantastic. It looks great.
You like this?
I love
new?
It. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's going to be the big rack there with all the equipment in. It's going to be in the other room also, so we'll have even more room here.
It's fantastic.
And we are also going to be able to, way it's set up, we can bring in other microphones, like if we have like the Madrigals or some of the other come in here.
So
they can,
more room in
they
here.
Can stand in here and they can sing for 30 minutes if they wanted to. Anyway.
So we had Giving Tuesday.
How'd that work?
That came out great.
That was the day you were here.
It was
Giving Tuesday.
Yeah,
it was off to a fast start.
Yeah, it was a fantastic day. We did really, really well on Giving Tuesday. I want to thank everybody that donated. I want to thank everybody that donated to the community. You know, Shasta Regional Community Foundation did a great job again this year. I really thought with the car fire that donations might be down a little bit, but they really weren't. They were really good, and again, it shows how generous our community is and how involved our community is with all of the organizations that are trying to better our community and help those in need in our community, whether they're two-legged or four-legged. Mm-hmm. So it was a great day, and I want to thank, again, all the people that donated to anybody. Locally, I think that was great, and that's the important thing. All that stuff is going to stay local, which is great. So
that's a big thing, is
yeah,
that when
absolutely.
It stays local like that, that you, every cent then comes to you, and that you can use it, and you know where it's going to be.
Yeah, and speaking of local, I also want to put a shout out for Stuff the Bus, because we did the Stuff the Bus. What was that? A week and a half ago, I guess, December 7th, and it was absolutely amazing. At Haven, we did a bunch of adoptions, and so we had 9 barrels that were over full, and then a bunch of toys on the ground as well. We took a big picture there at Stuff the Bus, but they stuffed 2 buses here in Reading, and they've never – I mean, we've always stuffed 1 bus every year, and this time we got there at 1 o'clock, and they'd already pulled up a second bus because they already filled the first bus, which is great. And again, all those toys stay local. And
now,
this
was also to promote your holiday adoption for animals,
yes.
And that was a huge success.
Well, it's still going on.
Well, yeah, but I mean, so far it's just been.
Yeah, so far our Home for the Holidays adoption promotion has been going great. So along the same lines, we still are doing Stuff the Bus. And if they can't get the toys this year, then they will go for next year. We did that last year as well. So our Home for the Holidays adoption promotion and Stuff the Bus will go through the end of the year, so through December 31st. If you bring in an unwrapped toy, you can adopt a dog for $25 or a cat for $10. And so far, we've adopted over 200. We're at 218 as of yesterday. Actually, as of Friday, I think we're actually over that now. So I think we're at about 225 right now-ish. And our goal was 200. So we're over our goal, which is great, but we want to see how many we can adopt because we want to put them in forever homes. We're really full right now with dogs. It's been a very busy year. And we're pretty full with cats as well. And we're trying to make space so we can help out some of the campfire folks.
Sure.
They're trying to shut down those temporary shelters by January 4th. I'm not sure how that's going to work.
I saw that.
And
I have no idea Something just turned me off. Hello? Are we on the air? Are we on the air? Bob?
Hello? There we go.
Yeah, but are we on the air, Bob?
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision.
What?
Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. Lindsey Sterling on the air. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. What happened was there's two buttons. And you know what? We've got new equipment and all these things are coming in. If you push one button, it puts something right across our earphones. But it doesn't interfere with our mic.
Well, the Q channel. And
well, here's the danger was when we went off, I almost described what I was hearing with my typical Marine terms there. And then I thought, but
the
I didn't.
The mic is always on the air, whether you hear it or not.
The mic is always on. And, and Bob's been training me on like that. And for going, this is starting our 10th year this week. Never once have we had to reach for the dump button for Carl. There was a couple times with Linda we were questionable. But
The occasional guest, but rare. I can count the number of times.
I think it's like maybe 5 times in 10 years that we've actually had hit that
number. That's actually crazy.
I've been here.
Yeah, I would think it'd be a lot more than that. That's crazy.
Oh, and a couple more, our own host.
Hopefully I wasn't one of those 5.
No.
We just... No, we usually just take your whole show and just erase it from the archives. But no, I mean, you've been producing. You've been in a pretty, and actually, you've been on a Sundays, and it gets pretty, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I've hit it more times than Bob, and I've been here for 6 months.
Oh, really? So. Words are just things that are being said.
Particular words.
Particular words.
Yes.
People get passionate.
Okay.
Yeah, a particular show on Sundays. They're all very passionate people.
I know which one you're talking about. Okay. Well, yeah, because we've all sat down once and talked about it, and everybody's good then for a week. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 12 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and her people. Sharon's going to be my co-host tomorrow morning when we have the sheriff on and a bunch of others. But she's going to do something for you. She's going to come over to your home. She's going to take a look at your needs, and work out a plan that works for you. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Reading Home Helpers, there's no place like home. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking about that Home for the Holidays adoption, which is still going on, though. It's been a great success so far.
Yeah, it's been a great success, and it's still going on, and we want people to please come in and adopt. And like I said, we're trying to make room so we can help out some of the campfire folks.
You have some.
But we're at capacity
right
now.
Cute dogs and cats there.
We do.
Okay, Zumba Bash.
Yeah, so Zumba Bash was moved because of the car fire. I will not be there, unfortunately.
Wow, because everybody's been talking about the spandex you wore last year with the neon.
Yeah.
It was 80s themed last year, right?
No. Was it 80s themed last year? I can't remember. I think it was 80s themed last year.
That's what my hamster's telling me.
So this year, it's gonna be January 5th because it was moved from August. So it's going to be January 5th at the Wind River Event Center. $20 pre-sale, $25 at the door. There'll be dancing, drinks, raffle prizes, and your favorite Zumba instructors. Music will be by DJ Unruly, who's very well known in town, and he's an awesome, awesome guy and a great DJ. And it's have a great night out. Raise money for the animals at the same time. Tickets are available at Haven Humane Society and Anderson Family Fitness. And I want to thank Jennifer Lozoya and Anderson Family Fitness for putting this together because they do a great job. And, of course, April and our team at Haven as well for helping.
All right. Now, here's one of my favorite Tuesdays of the month. Second Tuesday, because it gives us an excuse to go eat at great places like Danburger last month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we've been at Griff's, I think, one time.
No.
No? Mm-hmm. Well, it's something we got to work on now. Because you can be insulted at the same time you buy food. But this is Kahuna's Mongolian Grill.
One of my favorite places.
It's exciting to go there to watch them cook the food like that. When you're out there, you pick it all up and then you watch them cooking it. I mean, they are truly artists out there how they mix all that food together. I think it's exciting.
I love it there because if you don't like the food there, then it's your fault. You pick it all and you put all the stuff together and make it. And you can make however you like. I absolutely love eating there. So
okay,
now that's going to be January 8th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're actually going to give us proceeds for the whole day. Yeah, because
Kahuna's
is a great, a great community partner, and they are really helping us out. And so 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. so the whole day. So if you eat there at all,
January 8th.
And they're now located at 1800 Churn Creek Road.
Well, this is one of them. Do they have two of them?
No. They moved.
Did they? So they moved that whole thing over
there.
They did,
yeah.
I thought they had two of them going.
No, they just
had one. Well, I tell you what.
I'm aware of.
If you have not. Okay, and you're right. There was a place in Okinawa called, it was called Genghis Khan, Mongolian Grill. First time I ever had it. And you could go in there and you pay one price and you could stay there most of the day.
Yeah.
And they made their money, I think, off beer. But they just, they cooked in these huge, as big as that one is in Kahuna's. They had three of them going at one time.
Oh, that's crazy.
And at this Mongolian barbecue. And, units would come down and have parties down there and the whole thing. But this is really a great place. And like you said, you're putting all those textures on yourself. And if it tastes a little funny, that's your fault.
Well, and they've got all the recipes for all the sauces. And so you can get different recipes. But I usually just kind of make my stuff up as I go, and it's great. I use it as a guide, and then I kind of go off like, okay, well, I want a little bit more teriyaki, or I want a little bit more of this, and it's great.
The part when you and I went there is how you took the cooking wine, and you just took the top off and drank it while we were going through the line there.
You said you weren't going to say anything.
Oh, okay,
about
I'm just kidding. All right, everybody knows that when I say things like that. Anyway, that's going to be on January the 8th.
Yeah.
Okay, the group that is the heart. I mean, you're the head, and you've got some great people working there. And mm-hmm. I tell you, we love Amy. Everybody loves Amy coming in on a weekend, you know, coming in with the pets. April, the whole group you have down there, but without these people.
Well, our volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah, our volunteers are absolutely amazing. And we had Cassie on last month. Cassie Badman, our volunteer coordinator, is doing a fantastic job. So, we're growing our volunteer program, and we're adjusting it. We're going through some training to help us improve our volunteer program and give us some more ideas on how to improve it. But in order to do that, you can go to our website, click on the volunteer, the yellow banner on top, and locate the link to our volunteer application. Once the application is filled out online and submitted, the volunteer coordinator, which is Cassie, will follow up with an email and link to an online assessment form. And then you'll complete the form and choose a date to attend the dog and cat body language training at Haven, which is going to be from Jessica Chill, who is our new behavior specialist. And Cassie.
Is a behavior specialist the same thing as a dog trainer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Behavior specialist. That's cool.
Yeah, but I like that title better.
Can we get her on the show sometime? Can you bring her in one time?
I can bring.
You know,
Jessica.
Because there's having somebody that's a behavior, somebody that, you know, is like a little dog whisperer. And or animal whisperer. It's such, you know, there's so many questions that people have. I mean, you know, why does a dog do this? And what can you do to prevent this? Or what can you do to stop him from doing this?
Yeah, and she's great. So,
why does my dog ignore me?
Yeah, I can see if I can bring her on at some point. She does a lot of stuff. She does our temperament testing. She really works with a lot of our volunteers as well. So
it would be cool if you could get her in. Yeah, that's great, too, is how do you test for temperament?
Yeah, there's a whole testing thing. She can talk about all that. Yeah, for sure.
But you know, you've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what's one of the things that you test for?
Oh, they test all kinds of stuff. They test for resource guarding. They test for...
Okay, now how do you do that? Resource guarding. Is that you put food out in front of
yeah,
them?
Yeah, and then we have like a fake hand on a stick that we stick in there so we don't get bit on ourselves. And we see how they react to it. Oh, no, they'll react. And so we can do that. We check their prey drive.
Their what?
Prey drive to see.
Oh, to chase little things.
Yeah, see if they're going to chase. And it's not necessarily mean they're going to chase cats or anything like that, but it gives us an indication that they've got a high prey drive, so there's more of a chance that they're going to. We test them with other dogs. Normally we'll test them with Killer, which is our big stuffed animal dog. Killer's been there longer than I've been there, and dogs have done everything. And yes, what you're thinking, Carl, they've done that too to this dog. And so he smells just like a regular dog. And I've seen very smart dogs take a long time to realize that he's actually not real because
really?
He really smells like a real dog. Yeah, and he's big. I mean, he's the size of a German Shepherd.
Uh-huh.
And he looks pretty much like a German Shepherd. And we kind of sometimes we put him in the hallway kind of in like a back hallway storage, and I don't think there's a single staff member that hasn't jumped from turning the corner going, holy cow, there's a loose dog, and it's just Killer standing there. But so we use him. We will use other dogs as well sometimes for mm-hmm. the dog testing, but this is a good way to start it. And then she'll test other stuff like touch, like she'll touch the feet, she'll touch the ears, she'll just kind of rub along their back and just see how sensitive they are for that kind of stuff. So, and then we take that assessment, and that's where we come up with our rating, which is basically a guideline where we put all ages, 5 and up, 8 and up,
sure,
12 and up, adult.
Can you desensitize a dog?
Well, yeah, sure,
I mean that in a good sense.
When
horses, we desensitize them when they're foals. Right after they're born, if you start working with their feet and their tail, getting underneath their tail, their ears and their mouth, for some reason, when you start doing that from then on, you can touch them there.
And that's part of Chill's job. She goes by Chill. That's part of Chill's job. She'll take some of those dogs that have some kind of social awkwardness. Maybe they're really shy. Maybe they're scared out of their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll work with them and try and do exactly that. Desensitize them. Bring them around so we can make them adoptable.
Sure.
So she's really good at just taking them. And she'll sit in the lobby with the dog that's scared. And she'll sit against the wall. And she'll just sit with the dog. And people will come in. And she'll just ignore the people. If people come up to them, then she'll encourage them to go up there. She'll bring treats. And she'll give them treats when they do something that we want them to do. And when they do something we don't want them to do, she'll just ignore it.
You know, and it's amazing how dogs remember things. was when Elk Killer was just a puppy. And I'm a little bit older than just a puppy. But she had had a little remainder of her morning poop on her. And it had dried, and Linda reaches down and just pulled it off. Well, it pulled hair.
Ow.
And, of course, Elk Killer jumps and turns. Every time Linda reaches for her, this is 10 years later, this is like 9 years later, she reaches around toward her back. That dog whips around and looks at her. And, yet she'll let me play with her all, you know, like that. But because that one time, she remembered that from a pup.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking about how you can desensitize animals that are having problems, but also how they help to identify the traits of the animal that you wanted to adopt. I mean, they can say it's good with cats, good with dogs, good with other dogs, and good with people. And we're going to bring in the his behavior specialist on one of these days to talk a bit more about that. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at State Farm Insurance, Jeff Avery, located at 1822 Bonaventura Boulevard, right here in Reading. Your local State Farm agent since 1986. His office primary focus is on life, home, business, and auto insurance. That's Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent. We'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. It is 48 degrees, going up to 51 today with rain this afternoon. 8:30, up and down right now on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Redding's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashine Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with our little Christmas music. I think it's Christmas music.
The Bumper King, man.
Little Otis Redding Christmas song, rare treat.
Oh, yeah.
Bob is the bumper music king.
I tell you, you know, look at Ashley. You know what? Those are big shoes to fill there.
That bar is set really high.
Yeah, well, and my taste in music is absolutely terrible, so I'm going to need as much guidance as you have.
Okay.
Lindsey Sterling.
Solid choice. That was one I recognized.
Lindsey Sterling.
Yeah. I knew that one. Pentatonix.
Well, Linda will help you with this because, you know, okay. I'm like you. You know, they'll be playing something. They're both in there grooving and smiling at each other. I have no idea who it is. Okay, hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, you know, is the place to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Starting January 1st, they're going to start taking appointment only. And why is that? Because so many people really like the place, and this is really going to help. They don't have the waiting. I mean, you go in there, sometimes you have to wait for 30, 40 minutes sometimes. Ooh. Go back out, get your, you know, sign in, go back out, come back in. And so this is going to really work. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We're here with Mark Story. Speaking of man's last stronghold, there's Mark Story in his, your Hemingway, Ernest Hemingway beard.
Yeah.
I noticed that, buddy.
I've never grown a beard this long before. It's
wow, I tell you what, it's very, it really ages you.
It's very Santa-ish.
It really ages you.
Thanks.
God, I mean,
it does, actually. But
it really does.
I know,
because you have
a
gray beard, and you're only, like, what, 60?
Yeah, nice try.
Okay. Hey, we're here talking about Haven Humane, and right now we've talked about a lot of different things that are happening, but the vaccine clinic's coming on the first and third Wednesday of every month.
Yeah, so we started a vaccine clinic this year. It's been very successful. We're very happy with it, and we hope that people continue to take advantage of it. So it's the first and third Wednesdays of the month. It's at Haven, and it's in our classroom. Our vaccine packages are published on our website under the Spay and Neuter Clinic tab. So come on out to that first and third Wednesdays. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. And we usually have a line out there at 2 o'clock, which is great. So
okay.
2 to 4, first Wednesday and Thursday of the month. We also have a dog licensing and rabies vaccination clinic.
I thought you were going to say it's dog racing. you almost
yeah,
did that.
I was racing through it. That's
right.
The problem. The first clinic of 2019 will be February 12th, and that will be from 2 to 4 p.m. at Haven Humane Society also. And then, again, a full schedule is published on our website under the Programs and Services tab for our rabies and licensing clinics. Our Camp Love a Pet, I can't believe we're talking about Camp Love a Pet already, but I'm excited about it already. It's going to be in June. You know, for the first time ever, we had to cancel part of our camp, so we only got 3 days.
Because of the fire.
Because of the fire. And so we were really bummed about that. And so, I feel like I didn't get a full camp this year because we didn't.
You love that camp more than the kids do, I think. You're there every day. And you brought in a kid with their pet. You know,
every year I do, yeah.
And you know what? That's super.
To do that.
These are kids that volunteer to take a pet, and they teach them to walk. They teach them little tricks, but also they're socializing them.
Well, yeah, they don't volunteer. It's a camp,
right?
But so the camp registration opens February 1st, and it will sell out in usually 1 or 2 days. So camp dates are going to be June 17th through the 29th for the first camp, and the second camp will be July 29th through August 10th. And registration forms can be downloaded beginning January 2nd on our website. And the cost is $300 for the camp. And it's a two-week camp. It's a great camp. It's for kids that are 10 to 15 years old. We're going to take 16 to 18 kids each camp. We like to take 16, but it's been 18 recently just because we had so many kids signing up. So it's a great opportunity. They learn a lot about animals, but they learn a lot about being community members. They get all kinds of field, you know, we do like three field trips. It's so
great.
Much fun. And you're right. I I wouldn't doubt that I enjoy it more.
You do enjoy
else.
It. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you enjoy it. You see what's happening with the kids. You see what's happening with the animals. Why wouldn't you love it? You're that kind of guy.
I have become good friends with parents of campers, with campers. In fact, one of the campers now has been a counselor now for a couple of years. She's our house sitter. You saw me texting earlier, her and her twin sister. She lives here. Her twin sister is off to school. They're coming home she's coming home for the holidays, and so we're all going to get together with another volunteer from Haven, a friend of mine who's also a camp counselor, and we're going to get together and have lunch. And so, we built relationships with these kids. I've seen some of these kids grow up over the last 6 years, and so it's great. I love camp. So
you know
Camp
what?
Love a Pet, February 1st, please understand that it's going to sell out quick. So.
Okay, so when it opens up February 1st,
Yeah, they need to be there in line. We open at 8, and last year we had a line.
Oh, you have to be there.
We had a line of
You can't just
15.
Do it online or something.
No,
like that.
You need to come in.
Because you want to talk to the people, right?
Well, just because they need to bring in the registration and all that stuff.
Okay.
You can get the registration forms online, but you need to come in. That'll be
and the cost is $300.
$300, yeah, and it's a 2-week camp. So it's from 8 to 12, except for usually about 3 days. It's 8 to 1 because we do a field trip. So it's 8 to 1 on field trips. So the two Fridays are definitely field trips, and they're both to Turtle Bay. One, we go to Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay has been great for us. They allow the camp to come in, and we go see the wild animal show. And we do that as long as it's not too hot. And then we see whatever exhibit's going on. And then the second,
The dogs go in with you?
No. We don't bring the dogs to that one. The last Friday, we do bring the dogs, and we actually walk the Arboretum Loop and walk across the Sun Dial and stuff. And that's a great experience for the dogs and the kids, and then and everybody else, because everybody gets to see them walking in line and stuff. And then the next day we graduate, so yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That's exciting.
You know the amount of the things you do out there, the Zumba Bash, the Camp Love a Pet, the licenses, the vaccine clinics, your fundraisers you do, the Home for the Holidays. People just don't realize that it's a constant. Rolling, it's a constant movement at Haven Humane to not only to save animals, but then to find them forever homes. You've worked so hard to become a no-kill facility, which you achieved a couple of years ago
for dogs,
mm-hmm. that you're getting closer and closer for cats now. And this is a huge achievement in this in this area up here, because we've got so many. Probably per capita, we have more of the feral animals, and especially after things like these fires. I mean, people can't keep their animals anymore because they don't have a home anymore.
Yeah.
That must be heartbreaking when you see that.
It is. It's very difficult. But, yeah, we're really busy. We have a lot of programs, and, we're always looking to add programs, because the more services we can provide and the more we can do for this community, the better off that this community and the animals and the people are. So, we continue to strive to get better and get better at what we're currently doing and find new things that we can do and to help out. So that's our mission, and we work very hard to achieve it all the time.
Haven is just such an integral part of the community. And it's like, okay, what is Reading like? A lot of the events that come to mind, that if I want to tell somebody about how wonderful it is to live in Northern California, it's often about Haven Humane often comes up.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. It's
like Zumba Bash and the Bark Wine and Brew, and that those kind of events are always fun. It's like, oh, we have so much fun in Reading, and Haven is often a big part of that conversation.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm blessed, and I say this all the time, but I'm blessed with an amazing team, and they do such amazing work, and I think that the car fire, although horrific event, brought out some good stuff, and I think that it was an opportunity for this community to truly see how much our team does. And we're trying to build upon that and continue to work to help our community.
Well, and that's a good part. But what Ashley's saying is that during that car fire, I mean, you all were the epitome of how a society like this, animal protection society like this, should work. I mean, first of all, the people your people. But then others that volunteered, you had so many people volunteering, they were standing in line to volunteer, and you had to actually turn some people away, I understand.
Yeah.
And but the other thing was is that down there in Anderson, they offered up 6 storefronts to be able to help take care of this. And you guys, but as we used to say, they shine like a diamond in a goat's butt. I mean, you guys were, you all. No, marine term. That it was everything you were doing there was to help. Everybody was standing up. Everybody was doing what they're supposed to do. You helped so many people, so many animals during this time frame, and then get hit with the Delta fire after that, or the Delta, and then into the Camp fire. And we're, I mean, we're, everybody's just reeling anyway. And you all are still working. You found places for over 225 animals over the last couple of weeks, and you've still got room to put some more out there for the stuff the bus, where people can bring a toy in, unwrap toy, and receive a discounted dog or adoption fee. Dogs 25, cats 10. I mean, that is absolutely phenomenal.
And I think something that's important to comment on the car fire, something that our community did really well was, regardless of relationships between community partners and city and county and everything else, none of that mattered during the car fire. Mm-hmm. We were one team. We were one community. We were Shasta County. We were everything. We were CHP. We were RPD. We were APD. We were Redding Fire. We were Anderson Fire. We were everything. Cal Fire. And we were one team, and we worked together to accomplish what we needed to, and we saved a lot of lives, and we helped our community rebuild, and everybody was part of that team, and it was pretty inspiring.
I was helping out with the social media for Free Fire, and Haven was very active in identifying and coordinating needs of animals throughout the emergency and the initial evacuations and all of that. You guys were incredibly active, and so kudos to you guys for that.
Thank you.
There were a lot of people asking, okay, I want to help, how do I help? And you guys were, okay, we need somebody to walk dogs, we need dog food right now. And then like an hour later after the post was up, you guys were like, okay, needs filled.
Yeah.
Well, we were reaching 30,000 people a week on Facebook, and just as you were.
Yeah,
we got to take a quick break here. Hey, tell you what, the hardest part about this beautiful new studio for me is, ADD boy, is that I'm looking out the window and as people are going by, I'm waving and all that.
He's squirreling all the time.
You know, I'm a little squirrely, but you know what? I understand that. Are we talking about squirrels? You can't go squirrel shooting again this year?
No, you keep.
Focus.
You don't squirrel. Do that. He does not squirrel. Do that. He does not do
no,
that.
No, I don't.
No, he doesn't. In fact, you know, there's certain things I like to talk about that I don't talk about on this show when he's here. And I don't mean, you know, about hunting. I don't talk about hunting. I don't do ads. I don't do anything when he's here for Haven Humane, because Haven Humane is a stalwart in our community about taking care of animals. So there's certain things that we just don't say during the hour he's on. Before and after,
and
we
I,
do. But
I appreciate it.
Well, no, but it's because you know what? You're a stand-up guy, and you make it clear. It says, you know what? Those kind of things, there's certain things that will, you know, that make me uncomfortable. And I've got no problem with that, because there's certain things that make me uncomfortable, too. I can't think of any right now.
We have enough to talk about.
There's so much to talk about. Anyway, what we need to talk about right now is we're going to take a break. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this part of the show. I tell you, Shasta Regional Medical Center has really, really stood up here and has started this new program for the 5150s to take people off the streets that are dangerous to themselves and others. 21 beds they've got provided now. They've just been certified as one of the top 50 cardiac treatment centers in America, right here at Shasta Regional. Quality, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, Carl Bott, Ashley Esses, right here at KCNR 1460, 8:47 in the morning. 48 degrees, going to go up to 51 today. Weather Report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pomola and Piyush Danuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pomola and Piyush Danuka.
Take a deeper look at homelessness and human trafficking through Turtle Bay's Shadows of the Human Condition, Elephants and Demeter's Children, on display now. Explore artist Sandra Relier's impactful artworks, showcasing the stories of our local homeless community and the international plight of human trafficking. Shadows of the Human Condition is on display through January 13th and is presented by Dignity Health North State. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Season's greetings from the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Civic. We wish all our veterans and active duty servicemen and women a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everyone at the Reading Civic Auditorium is grateful for your service to our country, and extend our hopes for a peaceful and prosperous new year for you and your families. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you soon at the Civic.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pomola and Piyush Danuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pomola and Piyush Danuka.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
I recognize this one.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda's on assignment today, but I have Ashley Esses here, one of our producers, and gosh, she's one of the ones that helped wire this whole new studio. Thank you so much.
She is a small town
and Bad
girl.
Bob, you guys are heroes. It's
8:51. Did you take the midnight train, Ashley?
Did
you
I'm not
what?
Going anywhere.
I'm sure she took the midnight train going somewhere.
8:51 in the morning here on the 18th of December. I mean, 7 shopping days left till Christmas. It's not too late. And we want to talk about this just a little bit, too, about coming down to get a pet for Christmas. I want to hear sure. what you're saying. That's mm-hmm. something big, too. But, hey, Shasta High School and Anderson High School will have a tournament to benefit, basketball tournament to benefit Toys for Tots on Saturday, December the 20th at Shasta High School gym. The juniors start at 3 p.m. and the seniors start at 5 p.m. Admission is $10 or an unwrapped toy. A raffle will be held for a 50-50 donation. Net proceeds go to Toys for Tots. We have a full box out here. People have brought stuff in. And we so much appreciate that from our community. And I've got to make sure we get the gunny down here to pick up the stuff before it gets too late. But that's going to happen on the 20th at Shasta High School at 3 p.m. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And, Mark, this thing about, oh, let's get a puppy for Christmas. It's like getting a duck for Easter.
Yeah, so... if you're getting a a dog for your family, then that's absolutely awesome. That's what we want. If you're trying to get it as a gift for somebody else, that's not what we want. What we do have is we have gift certificates that folks can get. So you can come in, you can get an adoption gift certificate, and you give that adoption gift certificate because getting an animal is a very personal thing. So an animal that you connect with may not be one that the person you're giving the gift to is going to connect with. It may be a completely different animal. It could be a dog. It could be a cat. You may think that they're a cat person, and they may be a dog person, and vice versa. So if you come in, you get an adoption certificate. You can give them the adoption certificate. They can come in and they can pick out the animal that's right for their family in their home. And that's what we encourage. So, yes, gift certificates are great. Thinking about giving somebody who you know is looking for a furry family member, an adoption certificate is great. But don't go out and adopt them an animal because that's a very personal thing and you need to make sure that it's the right fit.
And we do call them forever homes.
Forever homes for a reason. Exactly. Exactly. So I have two things I want to go over real quick. One is just to save the date. Our Doggy Dash, which is the only North State run that's animal friendly. We had a whole bunch of dogs last year. It's at the Sundial Bridge. It's right there at Turtle Bay. Will be on March 23rd. Registration will be coming up soon on our website. But just kind of giving you a save the date. It's a really fun day. We have a 5K and a 10K. They're both certified runs. It's pretty early in the running season, so a lot of hardcore runners like to go out there. And a lot of them don't get to run with their dog very often. And get time. So this is a chance where they can do that, which is pretty cool. So again, that'll be Saturday, March 23rd at Sundial Bridge. And then also, if you want to stay informed about everything going on at Haven, because there is a lot that's going on at Haven, you can sign up for web mail notifications by filling in the form on the pop-up screen on our website at havenhumane.org. The last thing you notice, I'm not in my normal dress your shirt, and I got my hat on. Today we're going to be out in the weather, but it's going to be a good cause. Last week we did this 2 days, and this week we're going to do it today and Thursday, but we do our pause for pause. It's P-A-U-S-E for P-A-W-S, and we take three dogs, and we have a bunch of our volunteers, some volunteers, and a couple staff members. That's actually Cassie and Jim and I. And we go to last week was Simpson University. This week is Shasta College. And we go out there for 2 to 3 hours, and we have the dogs out in basically a quad area. So the students,
is this during exams?
So when they're taking exams, okay. They can come out, and they can pause for pause, and they can de-stress a little bit and pet the dogs. And it's pretty awesome to see the kids come out, and, you know, they're all kind of been studying, and they're a little blown, and they come up, and they immediately are like, oh, my gosh, dog, and they miss their dogs from home because a lot of them are from out of the area, especially at Simpson. So a lot of them are out of the area or, you know, they're living in an apartment right now. They can't have an animal. You know, it's the first time they haven't had a pet. And so they get to get their doggy fix, and our dogs get a field trip. It's a win-win. So really enjoy that. So we'll be out at Shasta in their quad, basically in front of the cafeteria from 10 to 1 today and from 10 to noon on Thursday. So if you're a student out of Shasta, come on out and say hi to that. And if you're from Simpson, hopefully you came out last week. And thank you for coming out and saying hi to our pups. So that's one thing that we'll be doing. And we enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. One more thing we do for the community. Yeah.
You know, the people that have lost animals, mm-hmm. and sometimes they forget that Haven Humane is kind of almost like a clearinghouse for that. Is that true?
Well, yeah, I mean, every animal that's lost that comes into a shelter should be coming through in Shasta County, should be coming through Haven, unless it's from Shasta Lake City. So everywhere else in Shasta County, the animal's going to end up with us, hopefully. So you should always check with us first. You should come in and file a lost report so you can show us a picture and file in person. And you should always walk through the kennels just to make sure, because what you call one animal may not be what we call it.
So. Now, here's the other thing, too, is, and we've got a few minutes left, and I always ask this because I'm interested in this. If you're looking for a specific breed mm-hmm. or dog, mm-hmm. and you come down, you know something that's close, we can always, okay, that's two thoughts there. But if you're looking for something, you can tell Haven Humane,
yeah.
Hey, I'm looking for this kind mm-hmm. of dog. It could be like a German short hair. You know, I mean, those are really good yep. dogs, and they're family dogs and they're hunting dogs and all this. You know, I've just heard that for an all-around dog, a German short hair pointer is great. So somebody comes in and says, "Hey, do you have mm-hmm. any German short hair pointers?" Well, those are not. You don't usually find those.
No, we get them in from time to time. So you're right. So if we don't have one, then we put them on a wanted list, and we ask them, okay, you're looking for male, female, what age are you looking for? You know, what are you looking for? We're going to put down as much specifics as possible. And obviously, the less specifics, the better. Like, hey, I just want a German short hair. That's a good dog. Okay, great. Then we're going to call them if one comes in.
Do y'all have, like, in a local area, Oregon and Nevada and California, do y'all have, like, a clearinghouse that says,
no.
Hey, I can adopt a dog if I can adopt one of your dogs if it's a German short-haired pointer?
No.
Okay.
No.
You ever think that you should?
No, because that's just too much to manage.
Okay.
That's what Petfinder is for. So if you go on
Petfinder.
Yeah, if you go on petfinder.com or adoptapet.com, there's a whole list of all adoptable animals, and it's from the whole country. So
From you all, though. Are you part of that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on it, yeah.
I tell you what.
So you can put in German Shorthair Pointer, and it's going to show you every pointer
I had no idea that was out there.
Yeah.
And because, you know,
there's a link on our Facebook and on our webpage as well.
Yeah. You know, thank you so much for coming in early this week, Mark. You know, you guys do so much. And, you know, Christmas is a tough time of the year, and you're going to be there on Christmas Day. You're going to be there cleaning cat cages and helping out with the medications and all this, because this is what you do, because you're that kind of guy.
My staff does it every day. One day doesn't make me a superhero.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Carl. But
I know you love your team. But, you know, a team is put together by a leader. And when you all succeed, it's because of the leadership that you exhibited. And I can just say that because it goes beyond our friendship. The fact is that Haven Humane has done so much, and there's a reason for it. And that's you, buddy. So everybody understands that. Now, tomorrow, we're going to have the sheriff in. Another, the most popular elected official in Shasta County is the sheriff. We're going to find out why. Tomorrow morning, Sharon Clark and I sit and we'll talk to the sheriff about new jail space and all those other things that are happening. Thursday, the mayor, the city manager, and the traffic expert of why Costco can fit into that new proposed area. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be rainy. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days.